We live on a flat earth in an infinite cosmos. We lie on the back of a turtle in the hands of a giant. Welcome to the Round Earthers Society.
Welcome to the Round Earthers Society. I'm Zach.
I'm Jesse. I was waiting for the big one.
Welcome to the Round Earthers Society. I'm Zach.
I'm still Jesse.
How's it going, Jesse?
It's going all right.
It's going.
Have you been paying attention to anything going on this week? Please tell me you have.
Yeah. So I hear Trump's in a dispute with Malaysia or something.
Actually, that's possible. I haven't heard that yet.
I don't know. Well, yeah, you're talking about this Ukraine and the impeachment.
I wasn't even going to bring up. Well, that stuff's all bullshit. That stuff's going nowhere. So if your leftist buddies and any of your 4chan groups, if they're like, hey, Bo, Trump's finally going to get impeached, he's not going to get impeached, guys. It's so ridiculous. And we're like a year away from the election anyway. It's like, okay, he's not going to be impeached before the election. If you'd like to beat Trump, you can come out and vote against him next November.
Well,
Crazy idea how this stuff goes down.
Yeah, it is crazy.
I mean, like every 4 years we like vote. You know, and stuff.
I don't know if this is going to go anywhere or not. I'm not going to hold my breath and wait for Republicans to do the right thing.
it's not going to go anywhere because it's not a big deal. That's the thing. Like, it's not illegal.
He pretty clearly did it.
It's not illegal, though. Like, what did he do that was illegal? There was no quid pro quo there. Like, there was no deal made. Like, he said, hey, can you do me a favor and look at this thing about when you guys dropped this case against Biden, your Biden's son?
Yeah, he pressured Biden, a foreign... No, he threatened to withhold aid.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Go look up... You haven't done any research.
I've done research. No, you haven't. He definitely did.
You haven't done any research.
Look,
you haven't done any research, dude. You know that's not true. The transcript is out. You can read the whole, you can read that whole part of the transcript, which you haven't done.
It's a modified transcript. And also...
The left is saying this. The left is so crazy.
We know that this guy is a shitheel and a terrible dude. We've known this for long periods of time.
Which one do you think is more sketchy? Biden withholding $1 billion of American aid to have that prosecutor fired that was going to look into the company Biden's son worked for, who, even though Biden's son had no experience, but was making $600,000 a year with a oil company in the Ukraine, and he doesn't even speak the language. Which one do you think is more? That one. Biden expressly admits it, even on camera, that he withheld $1 billion, and he said, "Hey, I'm leaving within 6 hours. You better have this guy fired, or you're not getting that money." Or Trump asking a favor for someone to look into it. Which was crazier?
Trump.
That was the Vice President of the United States at the time.
Trump.
And this is the President of the United States this time saying, hey, maybe you guys should have looked into this.
Trump for sure. Because Trump is doing it for political reasons. To harm a political opponent. Because he knows Biden's his competition.
Dude, the left is trying to eat Biden. Like, that's why, I think that's why this part of this has even come out. That's the other thing. The president can't even have, like, this guy wasn't even a whistleblower. This guy had never seen the information. He only heard about it. So then he said that there was some big cover-up, like there was this big cover-up. And then Trump just releases all the information.
Nah, there was a cover-up.
It's so much of a cover-up.
Look, man.
It's so much of a cover-up, Trump just released all the information.
No. He did it. You know, I know for a fact he sacrifices babies in private. He shoots puppies in the head in the Oval Office daily.
That's possible.
That's true. This is known. This is a well-known fact. Okay. He's not even American. You know that, right? He's from Taiwan. He was
born in Kenya.
He was born in Kenya, raised in Taiwan, and then shipped over in a fishing boat when he was 10 years old to America.
See, the question isn't like, sure, is this, some of this stuff wrong? Okay, fine. Should he be doing that? No. In a perfect world,
he wouldn't be
doing it. However, do I think a lot of shady shit goes on in conversations between presidents and other people? Yeah, I'd say probably so. And I'd say the same stuff happened with Obama. It's just, in Obama's White House, information wasn't leaked by the fucking deep state. Because how the hell do we hear so many conversations from Trump? And then Trump is extremely transparent. I've never seen a president that's like, ah, here's the information. I've never seen this before, and it's because he has to do it because the left is fucking crazy.
No, it's because he does bad things.
So then he has to release his information? Like, how much do you really think that transcript was doctored? And then let's say it was doctored.
A lot.
Let's say it was doctored. Then they run the risk of it.
Look, you know, this Biden guy, I need you to make him disappear for me, okay? I'd love to send you that aid, but, you know.
He's probably, like, scratching his...
I'm not, you know, this isn't a charity. You scratch my back, I scratch your back.
That's what the left is pushing to, like,
I think that's what happened.
This is like a mob boss.
Like a mob boss.
I need you to do me a favor.
Yeah. Yeah, do me a favor, and, you know, I'll see if I can make your life easier.
It's so ridiculous, dude. Like, this is all ridiculous.
Come to my daughter's wedding.
No, sure. I mean, but...
we'll be like family.
But the thing is, and here's what also came out, is that the Ukraine, even at the time of the phone call, they did not know that Trump was withholding that military aid just yet. So they weren't even informed. So by the time that all this stuff even happened, they didn't even know. Which is, I mean...
Well, no, because he was like, look, I want to send you this military aid, but... if you're not going to do this one little thing for me, why should I do this one big thing for you, you know?
We got to
scratch each other's back. The whole thing. Got to help each other out.
The whole thing is really just a non-story. It gets the left's dick hard. Dick's hard? Dick's hards? I'm not sure. There's some way to work that out.
Penises erect.
It makes the left have, it gives the left erections, right? And they get excited about it, and they think, oh, finally we got him. They don't have him again.
They got him.
They don't.
He got God.
He did it.
He did it. He's done.
The left is really pathetic right now. They get too excited over the smallest things because they're just like, oh, God, we finally, oh, we're not. And then they're not going to get him, and then they're going to be all sad again. And the impeachment, I think I just heard that yesterday that Nancy Pelosi's not even going to hold an impeachment vote. So it's basically done. It's going to be completely done. This is a joke. All this is a joke.
It's not a joke. He's donezo.
Oh, God. You're right. I think you guys really got him this time. He's definitely got him.
He got.
I mean, literally, like, the left and Democrats are basically like Wile E. Coyote right now. And Trump is the roadrunner. And you guys think you got him. Like, you guys get all this stuff, you know, you get all this Acme stuff and you do all this cool stuff. And then you don't get him. And then you fall into a trap. It's not good. What are you doing right now? Like, you were in a trance. Are you praying over there? Maybe you're praying. What's wrong? We're not even recording.
No, we're recording.
Just tell me the truth.
No, I was just looking at...
Are you muting me?
No, I was looking at the transcript.
You can look at it.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I'd like you to do me a favor, you know? Earlier in that conversation, they talked about stuff. And then the Ukrainian president is the one who brought up Trump's personal attorney. Like, he was trying to schmooze him over. He's the one who brings up Giuliani. And then Trump goes like, hey, you know, yeah, you can work with Giuliani, you know, if you could do me this favor looking into this stuff. And there's no guarantee that even any of that happened. And there's no guarantee any of it was illegal. And there's no guarantee anything's even going to happen from it. So maybe it's nothing. I guess the question is, let's say Biden was doing something illegal. Would you want to know? Let's say if Biden was doing something illegal just to protect his son in the Ukraine.
Nah,
I don't care. In 2016. It wasn't like it was in 2005.
I know. I don't care.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter to me. I only care if Trump's doing something illegal.
That's really like you're basically the mouthpiece of the left right now because that's what they think.
Well, because it's true.
That is what they think.
Because Biden's still a person, and Trump's a clown.
So you actually did look at this stuff. I think Biden's kind of a clown too. I mean. I'm not worried. I wouldn't be worried if he won the presidency because I don't think he would be that crazy, unlike some of the other people you have in the left.
I think he has pretty reasonable
I think he'd be positions. Reasonable. I think he'd be pretty reasonable on a lot of stuff. So I don't think things would change that much. And I'd be okay with that.
Biden's not. I mean, Biden's nowhere near my first pick, but.
But if he can beat Trump.
But.
Hello.
It doesn't matter who my first pick is because they're going to get my vote.
Who's your first pick?
Well, no, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Who is your first pick, though?
Who's my first pick?
Ooh. Oh, that's stupid. Oh, you haven't even thought about it?
Well, it's a tough call.
Take a nap first. Take a nap first and think about it, and I'll continue the show.
I'm out of Adderall, so I'm really trying.
Are you really out of Adderall?
Yeah.
So this is not going to be good for you.
No, it's great.
How do you let yourself run out?
I take too much.
Stop selling Adderall to your buddies.
I don't sell it. I give it away.
Don't give it away because you don't want to be like
Which is even worse than selling them.
Yeah, actually, I think that it probably is worse because you're not even getting any financial benefit from it.
No.
So
what, I don't get shit.
How long are you out for?
A while. I don't know. It'll all work out.
Is that going to send you through like a...
I'll just buy some meth or something.
And you have a date tonight.
Yeah. So I'm fine.
You're going to be like crashing the whole time.
I'm up. I'm up, guys.
I've had 15 energy drinks today.
That's where I'm going to be at, for sure.
Go ahead.
Okay, my number one pick.
Back, stupid, this is trash.
Okay.
No, I'm just...
I really like Mayor Pete.
Oh, God, the gay guy?
Yeah.
I'm joking, it's fine.
I really like him. Have you listened to him talk?
The only time he really pisses me off, well, and he seems like he kind of just gets into, he likes to kiss ass on a lot of people. But what I really don't like is when he starts doing his religious stuff and he's like, no, we're the real religious ones. We're the more religious ones because we, you know, they don't care about gays or whatever he says. He always says like some kind of ridiculous self-righteous thing.
I haven't heard that, but he's probably not wrong.
Well, he has like two or three bits. Yeah, and it has to do with them being more religious and whatever. That they're the ones that God.
That might be true.
Whatever. It's the stupidest shit in the world.
He's
fine.
I think he's just a pretty reasonable guy.
I think he's just lame.
I like Mayor Pete.
He's pretty lame.
And I guess, you know, I like Tulsi.
Tulsi Gabbard's the best candidate. That's all I'm saying.
I think she's a very good candidate. I really like her. You know, I think she's anti-nuclear, which I do not like.
I don't like that either.
But otherwise, I like her. I like, and I, as always, I love Bernie. I always will love Bernie.
You're one of the Bernie bros. You're one of the original Bernie bros, probably.
Oh, yeah, dog. I fucking caucus for him in 2016.
Yeah, when he got cheated.
He did. He actually did get cheated.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
He should have gotten the nomination.
Look how much, like, you know, no offense to Bernie, but he's kind of an old curmudgeon-y kind of guy, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Crotchety kind of guy. And Hillary had to like pull out all the stops just to be able to get the nomination from him. I think that says a lot about Hillary.
I think it says a lot about Bernie.
Yeah, because he's at least, yeah, he was at least being genuine.
I think he is incredibly genuine. I would like to have another president who I feel like has good character.
Who was the first one?
And I don't think we've had that in a while.
Since Reagan, no.
No, not since Reagan. I don't know much about Reagan as a person. I didn't like him, his presidency.
You weren't even alive.
But
don't you tell me.
I don't know that much about him as a person.
You weren't
so I can't
even
speak
alive during his pregnancy. Presidency.
Okay, so what does that have to do with anything?
You said, well, I really didn't like him during his pregnancy. It's like, you weren't during alive his, during his pregnancy.
You keep saying pregnancy over and over and
I'm
over
not
again.
Trying
you said
to get
it like 10
pregnant.
Times.
Presidency. Presidency is a much harder word than pregnancy.
Okay.
Just say when I say pregnancy, I mean presidency.
But I don't know. I
had a lot of kids. Fuck.
I want a president that's an actual person and not just like terrible.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I mean, I like Tulsi and I like Andrew Yang.
I love Andrew Yang.
I think those are two of the people that are probably the most genuine on the Democratic side.
Yes. I think Bernie's incredibly genuine.
I think he is too. I just don't think he's tough enough to do it. I didn't even like him like going, oh, let's go ahead and support Hillary now because we don't want Trump to win.
That's what I would have done. I mean, that was the right move.
No.
That was the right move.
No, I'd have been like, fuck the DNC. They tried to screw me. Screw them. Let her lose. She's going to lose anyway.
No,
I've already seen the future.
No, I've already seen the future.
And if she's going to
lose. Terrible decision.
I don't know. I think a lot of those people kind of stayed home anyway. And I heard some of them even voted for Trump because of like the populist threads, common threads.
Yeah.
Only like 10% or something is what they said. Something low. But I mean, let's be honest. Most people who vote for Bernie are pretty crazy.
No.
No, this actually, I wouldn't even go towards politics necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been watching this story.
Semi.
You also been watching the UN speeches? Greta Thunberg?
Yeah.
Oh, you have been watching that.
Yeah, I did see that.
What are your thoughts on that?
I loved it. Thought it was great.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah, really.
Her speech.
Her speech.
That is the most insufferable little...
I thought that was an excellent speech.
How could you even listen to it? Like, that is... She is insufferable. Like, I don't see how anybody could listen to that. Great acting job.
I thought it was excellent.
And her dad is an actor. So no crazy thing there.
I thought it was great. What was the problem? No, seriously. What was the problem?
Insufferable.
Why?
We were in the beginning. Like, you've stolen away my childhood? What? Who's stolen away your childhood? If somebody's stolen away your childhood, that means you've been indoctrinated to believe this crazy shit when you should be being a kid. And here's my other thing. Oh, actually, I have a lot of points on this.
Okay.
We shouldn't, the left does this notoriously. They're always taking children and putting children as if they're thought leaders. And this shit drives me crazy. She's not a scientist. She's nobody. She's just a little kid. Speaks well.
Yeah.
Who can show some compassion that supposedly her future has been stolen from her? It hasn't been stolen from her.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. You're not even listening to me.
I'm sitting here. I'm looking at you. I'm listening.
No, you're not listening. I can feel it already.
Well, I'm listening.
Do you think her childhood has been stolen away? That's what she claimed. Then she claimed we're in the middle of we're at the beginning of a mass extinction. Good luck with that.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily inaccurate.
It's based on computer models. It has not been actually viewed because we don't have that much information on how many animals have actually gone extinct. So you can check out like a. They base this on computer models, and then they're like, well, maybe somewhere between 24. What are you doing to me right now? Well, I can hear myself again. Zach is fucking with me. He's just trying to throw me off my game.
No, I'm not trying to.
You're trying to mess up.
Oh, I'm hitting the wrong.
I know you're hitting the wrong. You're doing the phones instead of
hitting the wrong button. Okay, I was just turning you up a little bit, slut.
Okay. Greta Thunberg stuff.
I thought it was totally appropriate. This is your fault. Mm.
Whose fault?
Well, not...
The white man? Is that what you're pointing at me for?
Hey.
If you say you're...
The white man stole my land.
Oh, God.
Okay. You guys came in here and you pillaged my people.
You didn't even get your check.
And I don't even get a check for it, which is some shit. But
I know you're playing with stuff over there, but...
Well, I'm just way too loud.
I need you to focus. I know you're too loud.
Look, the white man stole my land, okay?
Okay.
The white devils rode in with their sea horses, horses of the sea, and they brought their fireballs and their just nonsense. And look... You will get your comeuppance. What goes around comes around, baby.
I don't think so.
And guess what? Someone else is going to come and take your land because you did it to us.
No, it seems like we're more just giving it away. Like there's some white people on the left that are so guilty about things that happened hundreds of years ago.
You should feel guilty because my people are still feeling the repercussions of you coming in here and stealing our land.
90 to 95% of your people. 90 to 95%. Yeah, you were happy killing each other, eating each other's hearts.
And we were chilling out in our wigwams, and we were, you know, we had our Boda bags and our teepees, smoking our peace pipes. You know,
yeah, everything was chill.
It was chillax.
And the killing each other stuff was a little bit, you know, but everything else was chill.
Yeah, because people don't fight literally everywhere in the world always.
They don't usually like eat each other's hearts or sacrifice thousands a day.
Do I come into your house and tell you how to live your life? Why do we have to conform to the standards of the white man?
90 to 95% of all Native Americans that were here died from disease that had nothing to do with intentional spreading.
Well, I didn't not. Maybe it was unintentional, but the white man still did it to us.
That just means that they just weren't used to those specific.
Jesse, where are all my people now? They're gone because the white man killed them.
Who are my people? I don't get it.
All like, my people, yeah, not your I'm people. Saying,
like, they're not your people. I mean, like, it's like a ridiculous, like,
Jesse.
My people did it. My people did. I mean, what are my people? I don't even
the
know.
White man. What oh, do you God. Mean?
There we go.
You are man. A white man, and the white man stole
therefore,
our land.
Since you are how, a white how, man.
You know this. You know the white man came in and stole our land.
Oh, yes. Okay? Yes, the white man came in and created the greatest civilization to ever exist.
Congratulations, based on our stolen land. You came in, you took our land, you killed most of us, and now you're like, what did we do wrong? What do you mean, what did you do wrong?
You guys should have better immune systems. You know, I mean...
Oh, God.
That's just the truth of it, though. Like, you should have better immune systems.
Okay, fair.
I mean, it is what it is. Like, my understanding...
Yeah, it's
there
fine.
There wasn't as much variation.
You know, as
much
long
disease.
As it benefits the white man, who cares?
I think you guys gave us syphilis.
As long as we, you know, as long as you guys can keep colonizing, who fucking gives a shit?
Yeah, like
fuck the natives.
Like all white people just colonized, like
colonizers.
Oh God,
yeah.
Because most of the white people, they live next
What's
to
that
the
colonizer?
Sea. They live next to the sea. What was the obvious thing they were going to do? Right, a lot of their land was taken up by climate change.
White devil. Look, I don't. You can. Look, the white man came in. He stole our land. He killed my people. And now I cannot roam the plains. Where are all the buffalo? Where are the buffalo?
They were killed by some white men.
They were killed by the white man.
That's true.
And the white devils came in with their boomsticks and killed all the buffalo.
They were trying to tame the land.
No,
basically.
They stole our land.
No, but they were also trying to, like, tame the land. You
no.
know, and... Anyway.
Look, you're not going to... Look, yeah. The history of my people is littered with tales of the white devils who came from across the sea. The Great Lake, as we call it. And, you know, you... Look, all I'm going to say is what comes around goes around. And guess what? This is going to bite you in the ass. One of these days.
400 years from now, you're going to get it.
Maybe today. Maybe not today. Tomorrow. Maybe not a year from now. Maybe not 20 years from now.
I'm just saying like 400 years
but look,
from the original
look. We'll get you. Okay. It may not be us specifically, but when it happens, I'll know this is because of what you did to my people.
But the problem, the people who settled here, they weren't just like some individual group of white people or something like that. They were all kinds of people from Europe that all came west.
All kinds of whites. All kinds of white men who came and stole my land, killed my people, and then trudged me out into the desert and said, good fucking luck.
Well, evolution is a crazy thing.
Oh, just, my God.
Just the way it worked out.
Now you're going to take a social Darwinist perspective?
I'm saying, what if it would have been the other way around? What if the Native Americans would have went east, gave diseases to the Europeans,
that
all the Europeans
that,
died
that,
out?
That wouldn't have been right either. Well, actually, no. You came here. Fuck you. That would have been fine.
Because,
you came here to steal our land.
There were people with very little land who were pushing west. Makes sense. It's like the history of man. Like, there's no... You know, nothing
well,
is static.
Well, occupado.
I don't know what that means.
It means if there's someone already on the toilet, you don't try and go use it too.
Okay.
Occupado, get the fuck out. I don't care how much you got to poop. I'm already pooping.
For the most part, the original people that came here didn't just push Native Americans off the land. There was empty land too.
Not all land was used up. Look. The white man
came and
stole my land. He killed my people.
Pushed us to the desert and relegated us to running casinos
and drinking windshield wiper fluid. Shame on you. Shame on you, white devil.
And I just want to point out, I don't think my family's ever owned slaves. My
it doesn't matter. It does,
everybody's Jesse, on the Duckworth Jesse, side. They don't link back to a specific Duckworth.
I didn't say anything about slavery.
As an indentured servant.
I'm not talking about slavery. I'm talking about you guys stealing my people's land.
Slavery that the Native Americans also practiced. Just want to point that out.
With other Native Americans.
And black people later.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not talking about slavery. The Native Americans never would have had black slaves if the white man hadn't come and stole our land.
I guess that's fair.
Exactly.
Because there would have been no trading over here, so then I guess that's
checkmate.
True. You got me, but none of this proves that Greta Thunberg is anybody to listen to.
I forgot that's what we were talking about. I like the speech.
Whether I thought it made me want to kill myself.
Oh, no. I think it's... We need more of that. We need people
we do not calling need
everyone
children.
On their bullshit.
We don't need children doing it. And she's just like, what is she? Some well-to-do, some well-off girl from Switzerland or whatever? Is that where she's from?
Germany, I think.
No, I think you're wrong on that. If it's not Switzerland, then it's Sweden. But I'm not sure.
Okay. I don't care. It
doesn't matter. But either way, she grew up pretty well-to-do.
Okay.
And now she gets to speak before the UN. Why? Who is she?
Apparently she's earned it. She's someone who got invited to speak at the UN.
Yeah, how does that shit happen?
I don't know.
All these fucking stupid leftists, dude, in the UN. I hate the UN. I don't think the UN is trash anyway. The UN is trash. And then they just bring in like kids to come talk about stuff. That was my fault.
You're pretty worked up about this.
No, you're pretty worked up about
I
don't get on social media. Leftist friends have been, they just been blowing this girl all week. Oh, they love this girl.
I love it.
She's a god. The left
you
does
don't like it
time.
When people are mean to you and they call you on all your bullshit.
You guys put these little kids up on these fucking pedestals and they're nobody. This is exactly what they did in the Second Amendment debate when all that stuff happened with David Hogue or however the fuck you pronounce his name. And that one bald, you know, that one girl who shaved her head and whatever. I don't even can't remember her name.
Why?
But you guys elevate these people and you're like, and they'll go like, whoa, we need to take away your guns. And then these idiots, these morons cheer for them. It's like,
It seems like you don't like getting kids. Called on your shit.
I don't like being called on my shit.
Who
from
cares?
Kids who don't
who
know
cares
a fucking...
if it's a kid or an adult? It
kids
still rings
don't
true.
Know shit,
and it's your fault. You don't want to be confronted with the truth.
Kids
just
don't
like
know
I
shit.
Confronted with you the you with the truth right now. Your people came in and stole my land.
No, I don't think we're at the beginning of a mass extinction. I think a lot of her stuff is just mass hysteria. It's just hysteria. It's climate change hysteria stuff, and it's like fine. Whatever, you want to believe the climate change hysteria stuff, go ahead. But even, let's say we're true. Let's say that we're true. We're not going to be able to do anything about it. You're way overestimating how good humans can come together without a very specific threat that you can see very clearly. Agree or disagree? You think we're going to change much what we're doing right now? I don't think we are. And we are already working on it. We are working on stuff. But a lot of those same things... Like the Paris Climate Accord, it was letting China get away with shit for like 10 more years or whatever. You know? And
the Paris Climate Accord was not good enough. I agree.
Yeah, it was basically a joke. And
it
people
needed
go, oh
to be
my
a
God.
Lot, but it was a good start.
I don't even know about that. Sounds like a waste of money for nothing. And if China's not in on it, I don't see why we need to be.
Look, I think it's clear that we need to be looking for another planet to destroy. Because why not? We can do whatever we want.
If we do that, if we can go to some place that has people, potentially we can all be white men and spread disease. You see, kill them all off and take the planet.
Honestly, that's what I really...
But we can all be in on it this time.
I really kind of want human beings to die out on Earth. We've dug our own grave.
I don't agree with
that. Let's lie in it.
This is anti-natalist stuff.
I don't think we should go to other planets and ruin them too, and exploit whatever is there.
What's the problem with upsetting the natural way or whatever?
What do you mean?
Like, what's the problem with taking a planet that's not being used by anything?
Well, and, even if, what if it is being used by something? We'll just fucking imprison them and enslave them and exploit them.
That's not usually exactly what we do. Mm,
that's almost exactly what we do literally every time.
I don't think that's true.
Well, look at what
groups that
let me
go
think.
Places.
Look at what the white man did to my people. They took our land.
They accidentally
they exploited
killed,
us.
They
relegated us. They relegated
people.
Us to the desert. Killed 90 to 95% of us. That is literally textbook what happens when the white man shows up in unclaimed, and I'm holding up air quotes, land. Okay, that's what happens. So why would it be any different when we go to another planet? We'll just do the exact same thing. We'll exploit it, suck it dry, destroy it, and move on to the next one because we're a bunch of parasites.
Humans are not parasites. That's a ridiculous stuff to say.
How are we not parasites?
How are we parasites? It does not fit the description.
I don't know. We leech on literally everything, suck it until we suck it dry and move.
You mean,
and then,
you mean we use things to survive like everything else ever?
Yeah.
So
but,
everything's a parasite. So but, life is a parasite.
But that's part of the balance. That's part of the circle. What there's ecosystems run on give and take. And that's okay. how it works. And man just comes in and says, we're going to do whatever we want. Fuck it.
Yes, being the, from my understanding, the first like really conscious beings on the planet. I think that's...
I don't think we deserve shit.
Obviously, we built a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, that's terrible.
Maybe. But that allowed a whole lot more people to be able to live. So
no, well, that's bad. Bad.
I don't understand why that's bad. Well,
I don't know. Why don't we want more tapeworms?
I don't think humans
because
are...
Because tapeworms aren't good.
I don't think humans are a good example for tapeworms, but...
Okay, sorry. Fleas.
I don't,
ticks.
I don't get that either.
Ticks
actually,
probably...
The ticks,
leeches.
Ticks, leeches, fleas. They're probably very happy that the human population has boomed.
Yeah. And we are ticks. Or leeches.
Because we raise our own food sources... And then eat them?
No, because we're terrible. We come in, we do whatever we want, we destroy whatever we want, and we think it's all within our, you know, it's just fine.
We try to save a tremendous amount of land. I mean, like, we set aside a lot of land.
And we're doing a terrible job.
Well, humans are difficult to work with. I mean, imagine trying to get that many humans
because,
on the same page.
Because we suck. And so we should walk hand in hand and do extinction.
No other species on a planet can work together and do anything. So, I mean, I don't see how we suck. They can't do anything.
No.
Let's get a few guerrilla tribes together and let's see what they can do
other than kill each other. See, that's what makes it bad is that we have the power and the capability of doing anything and we choose not to. And that's what makes us bad.
It's because we have so many stupid people that keep telling us, we should do these things. And some of us are like, that doesn't sound like the best way to do this.
And guess what? We can only judge based on the... We can only move as fast as the slowest people. And
yes.
Guess what?
And liberals
guess
are
what?
Fucking
That's how we should be
up.
Judged, too. We should be judged by the worst. And we're terrible. We're consistently terrible.
I don't think we should take outliers and judge humanity by
the
outliers.
The way we treat the natural world is disgusting.
Like what?
What do you mean what?
You mean like
literally
trying to clean
everything.
The water? Trying to remove our own trash. Like, most of the thing is just
for
people
every,
just trying
for
to survive.
For every pound of trash we pull out of the ocean, we dump 100 billion more pounds. So, it's fine.
Not intentionally. Not intentionally. There's a lot of other people on the planet that are polluting, like China and India.
I know.
And
I'm not
India.
Saying it's just us that's the problem. All people
we
are
do
the problem.
I think America does almost none of the pollution in the
this
waters.
This is very, very low. This is, look.
By comparison.
This isn't, I'm not singling out the white man now. This is everybody.
The white man's pushing pretty
everybody,
far forward on this stuff, aren't they?
Everybody is terrible. Okay?
So, wait a minute. So, no. Let's be specific.
We're one big hive parasite.
Let's be specific. The white man's actually pushing pretty far with this stuff and trying to save the planet, aren't they? So, who's the problem this time?
We're all the problem.
Oh, we're all the problem. So
we are
so
all the problem.
When white people are the problem, it's white people.
No.
When other people are the problem, it's everyone.
Everyone's the problem in this case, in this scenario. It is not the white man's fault what's happening in Hong Kong. They are blameless. I absolve you of any issue of any wrongdoing. It's not always the white man's fault,
okay? Well, at least we got to that point.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying people existing as a whole, it's their fault, our fault. And we're not good.
So life would be better without us.
Yes.
Nah, I just don't agree.
I mean, I just don't agree. There's like, no doubt.
Untapped potential. I mean, it'd be nothing. Like, it would just be animals eating animals for eternity like it was before.
Yes, and that is good.
I don't see how that was good. I mean, I guess things were okay and animals could keep breeding and whatever, but they just kept killing each other too. Mm-hmm.
That's how nature works.
Yes. Exactly.
And it should be allowed to work.
Until humans came. And now we can.
And then we ruined everything.
We're the first thing to ever come up that can like try to save specific animals or bring back animals that are long dead.
We destroy more than we protect.
It's because there's so many of us. I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot of people who are trying to protect.
So the world. We either need to go extinct, or
we're not going to go extinct,
or whittle the population down.
We're not going to go extinct anytime
to about 10% of what it is now.
So like 700 million across the earth.
Wow, wow, that's still a lot. Maybe like 10 million total would be a good number.
That would be a mass extinction. That'd be something pretty significant.
Yeah,
to kill that many humans.
Yeah.
I don't see why anything else is better. I don't see why things that aren't even conscious are better than humans.
Because they're not conscious.
That's good.
Well, they are conscious.
So they can't.
They are conscious just to certain levels.
They're just not even. They're not. They couldn't be good nor evil. They just
exactly.
Are.
And that makes them innocent.
So they can't be good. Like, it can't be good. Whatever they are, they can't be good.
Well, maybe not good, but they can be innocent.
I don't think that they're even innocents. I mean, they perpetuate the cycle of life, right? I mean, they kill, yeah. they eat.
They are not capable of doing anything wrong.
Other than kill and eat.
Which is just what they do. That's not right or wrong.
They go and they kill all the babies of other animals and they eat them and they
yes.
they do all kinds of yeah. stuff. But they're not bad.
No, they're not bad.
But they're also not good.
No, but they're innocent because they don't know any better. They can't do anything about it.
Yeah,
you know. Humans know better.
Well, I don't think all humans do know better.
Here's honestly.
Or certain things wouldn't
honestly,
happen.
Honestly, every human on Earth has done something and there's a reason they should die. Okay.
This is ridiculous.
Everyone on Earth has done something wrong that they knew was wrong and they did it anyway. There's not a single animal alive who has done that.
Because they don't have consciousness.
Exactly. So there's no reason to kill animals, but everyone has a reason to die.
So if you're a human and you made a million good decisions, but you've made one bad decision, I mean, I don't get it.
I'm saying that's one more bad decision than any other living thing.
I think most people try to be good. And they probably do more good things than bad things.
I think
things.
Most people think they're trying to be good, but they're sure. still being terrible.
Maybe. I mean, that's just that's too generalized of a statement. I think most people are attempting to do what they can do. And a lot of humans, they also don't have perfect brains. Their brains are a little fucked up. So you can go, well, they're so terrible, but at the same time, they have their own problems they're trying to deal with. They have their own struggles they're trying to deal with. They're trying to put food on the table. They have a limited capacity in some ways because something got fucked up in their brain because of some kind of trauma that happened to them, like happens with a lot of humans. So it's not like we're like some perfect beings and like, oh, why aren't they making the perfect decisions? Because they're not perfect. Because they're fucked up. They're fucked up like a lot of other stuff is. You know, like they're traumatized. And they're just trying to survive.
God, I hate thinking about humanity as a whole.
I love humans. So I think humans are
there's
are
nothing
great.
I fucking hate more. I'm so serious. Just thinking about it gets me fired up. I fucking hate people so much. I think humanity is a plague on this earth. Really. And we're fucking evil and terrible. And, you know, the world will be better off when we're gone. And we're going to get what's coming to us.
I don't agree on any point.
We are the fucking worst thing to
exist.
There's
going to be a tremendous amount of innocents
ever.
That die when whatever does happen happens. Because I mean, eventually an asteroid will hit.
Fucking good.
There'll be a whole lot of children that die. There'll
good.
Be a whole lot of innocent people that
yes, good.
That wanted to try to help.
Humanity is a plague, a fucking disease.
No, then that means life is a plague.
No,
that's what
no,
that's
no,
what it means.
No, no. Humans,
life. Yeah, but the evolutionary chain led us to this point. So
and
I'm
going to
guess left alone, it would eventually happen again. Life is the problem then.
And they will be a plague too.
Because, I mean, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, something else is going to evolve. Like, if we all die off,
uh-huh.
something else will eventually rise up. And maybe that, something else will eventually reach consciousness.
Will begin.
So life is the problem.
No.
Consciousness is consciousness the problem.
Consciousness is,
so being aware, of what's going on around you is evil or wrong.
It makes you capable of evil.
Yes, but without, one thing Jordan Peterson said about something, he was talking about evil. He was like, but without the ability to do evil, maybe there is no ability to do good. Like you could not be good because there is no ability to do evil. Because there's no, you can't compare it to anything.
Good
like
and evil.
They basically come into the earth at the same time. They have to in some way.
There's no, I mean, there in reality, there is no good and evil.
Of course there is.
Well, okay. Yes. On a practical, on a practical level, yes, there is. On a just a,
you mean like
real a, level? There's not. Just on the on in reality.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, so yes, good and evil is a practical idea, and it is a good. It should be implemented on a practical level. But on a cosmic level, there is no good or evil. Because
maybe that's kind of a naive statement though, because you have no idea what's going on cosmically. Now, no. I would say if there's nothing really going on cosmically and things are, you know, just as they are, just is, then yes, then you'd be right. Then
the universe doesn't care what happens to us. The earth doesn't care what happens to anyone. Anyone can die, and guess what? The earth will keep on turning.
But really, you have
no
idea.
And the universe will keep on expanding. And it'll all stay the same. The cosmos is indifferent to what happens to us.
That you know of, that you can perceive. I mean, you're assuming you know what the cosmos is.
It's nothing.
How do you know that? We don't know that. How do you know that?
How do you know unicorns aren't real? You just do.
Actually, I guess I don't know that they're certainly
not real.
Yeah,
no, that's a bad example. I don't know, but... Well, I don't know, but it seems like that's probably what the case
is. It's possible.
That's
a possibility. It could be that there really is nothing else, right? That there's not, like, there's no plans. It's just something that is, and that's all. And nothing else cares about anything, and whether or not everything comes and goes, who cares? It's possible. I don't know that to be true. And I'm not saying that that is true, because it seems like, I mean... Very possible, I guess.
That's okay. That's fair. I'll say that's fair.
Well, I appreciate it.
That's fair.
So Greta Thunberg.
I think we should move on. We've talked about this for a long time.
No, we really haven't. We've only talked about Greta Thunberg for probably 2 minutes.
Well, yeah.
The rest of it was your people, the Native Americans and bad white people, and then how bad humanity is.
Yeah.
So yeah, you really think we're in the beginnings of a mass extinction? There are some people that are predicting this.
Yeah. I mean, we've gotten, you know, a good number of species right real close. And a lot of them probably will not, you know, come back as well as we'd like them to. So yeah, I mean, it makes sense. We're really pretty good at pushing things off the edge. We're real good at killing stuff out.
Well, there's a lot of, I mean, yeah.
A good example, the passenger pigeon was the most numerous bird in the world, in the entire world, okay? Flocks would of billions of birds would darken the skies when they flew over, okay? And now there's none left because we killed them all.
Accidentally?
No, with guns on purpose. We killed all of them.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that kind of stuff is...
The Tasmanian tiger. We killed all of those, too.
Sure.
We're real good at killing stuff. It's real good. Although, actually, I think there are Tasmanian tigers left, but that's a different...
Well, real good at killing some of them. Yeah, I mean...
Well, we killed damn near all of them.
There's people that are trophy hunters that almost nobody agrees with. Most people, I don't think, want to kill giraffes and other things and... They want them to stay alive, and you get people that poach them or kill them for one reason or another. And yeah, there's a small segment of humans that are probably not very good.
No.
But that's not most people. Most people wouldn't do that stuff. Most people, I think, are fine. Let's just raise some chickens and some cows and some pigs, and let's eat them.
Sorry, my allergies are kind of bugging me. I'm allergic to bullshit.
Well, then I would bet you were sneezing a lot during Greta Thunberg's speech. Yeah, I've never seen you yawn that hard.
No, I'm up.
Where are my pills at? I think, you know, it's not that I don't believe in climate change. I believe it to a certain extent. Of course, this many humans are going to affect the climate. How much it's really going to affect things long term, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I think we're going to... Innovation is going to be the way to do it. Without innovation, we're not going to save shit. I'm just being honest.
I don't think we're going to save shit either way.
We'll see.
I think we done did it.
Well, then there's nothing we can do about it then. We might as well just party.
I think my wish may be coming true.
Humans will still live.
Hopefully.
You know, Japan's already working on robotic bees, you know, that can go pollinate, you know, flowers and stuff like that. So maybe we'll just kind of live in a little different world. Whole lot of other dead shit.
Wow.
But a lot of cool robotic things flying around.
There's already cool robotic things flying around.
Yeah, but these would be way cooler. These would be like real animals. Wow,
there's stuff pretty cool that we don't know about.
Like what?
Bro.
Conspiracy theory land?
It's not a conspiracy.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean.
Look, man, I've been reading up, and the aliens, bro. It's pretty, can confirm.
Let's say we get really close to something happening, and then something does come down, some kind of aliens to either protect us or try to save us. Then when you go,
they're already here.
Maybe the cosmos does care. Like maybe there are things that actually do care about. Because maybe, you know, maybe we're just like those tribes that are in the Amazon rainforest that we try to, you know, stay away from because they've been like untouched for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, you know, you'll see one throwing a stick at some kind of helicopter or something like that. Maybe we're you haven't seen that? Like, no, that's real. No,
that was just a funny thing to say.
But I mean, maybe those
savages.
That's what we are. Maybe in the grand cosmos, we are just the savages that every once in a while, people come take a peek at, and they're like, "Well, they're not really ready for this. They're not really ready for this next step."
I honestly think that's probably close to the truth.
I saw it in a Marvel movie, at least.
I've heard rumblings of some pretty crazy things. Not necessarily things I want to openly support, but there's some interesting things out there. But
did you see them when you were high or
no? I'm getting a little bit too deep into this, maybe, because I think I'm nearing the tipping point where I'm like either gonna like just stay where I'm at, or I'm going to go, like, way down this alien rabbit hole and just... I'll know too much. I'll know too much, man.
So you're getting close to the edge.
I don't... Because if it turns into one of my, like, autistic obsessions, then we're done. We're done for. Because then I'll know. And once I know, I won't be able to unknow.
That's true. That is pretty deep.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I can respect that. I mean, I understand the obsessions and going at things like that and just doing a whole bunch of studying on one topic.
Well,
I do a lot of that myself.
I mean, aliens are just really interesting. The cosmos fascinates me more than anything else. Space.
But there's nothing out there.
There's so much.
it's basically nothing. You know,
well, right? I honestly really think there's a lot more stuff out there than we think there is. Like a lot more.
I agree. Things we cannot see.
Well, not necessarily things we can't see. Things most people haven't seen.
Yeah.
Yes. See, okay, here's the thing. I don't want to say more.
No, don't say anything else. Because
if I say more else, I don't want to.
I
want to say more, but I don't. Because I don't know if I want to publicly espouse these things.
Yeah, I would say perfect your ideas and then eventually come to the world when you're ready.
Okay. Okay.
I think that makes sense, though. And then you don't sound nearly as crazy. You're like, hey, I've studied this, guys. And this is what I kind of think. Did you see the, was it the Navy that came out and said those three videos? They actually are UFOs that they don't know what they were either.
Oh, yeah.
And no, they were real.
That's old news.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think they came out and said that just like in the last few weeks. Maybe
Last month they released that video of that egg saucer looking thing.
Yeah, that was probably a year or two ago or something. Yeah, when that came out, and then eventually they admitted that there were three videos that they were not sure what they were. I'm just gonna guess that it's probably not another country.
Okay, here's
because I think we're kind of at the pinnacle of. I mean, not of all technology. It's not like we don't know some things that maybe. Somebody else might have, but
maybe it's true. See, they know what it is.
I think that's probably true.
They definitely know what it is. I know they know what it is. Okay. All right. In fact,
I think they probably know what it is. And I think that's why they're telling us they're not sure what it is.
I think they have some. I think they have multiple.
You're talking about the Joe Rogan. What's his name? What was the podcast with the guy?
Bob
Lazar.
Yeah. Well, I think he's telling the truth.
I think he is, too.
And I really do.
I think that he knew enough, and I thought it was interesting enough, and I think that some of that is true.
And I do think he's a genuine person, and I do think his life has gotten a lot worse because of this.
Yeah.
At least based on, you know, what I can tell. Well,
imagine what the government could do to you.
And and it sounds like they have done a lot of things mm-hmm. to him. Honestly, I think it's very big of him to say the things he's saying. I think that takes a lot of guts to do, knowing that the position you're putting yourself in, how people will think of you, what the, you know, assuming he is telling the truth, what the government may or may not do to him. I do think he's telling the truth to the best of his ability, and I do understand that it was 30 years ago or whatever, and I understand why he can't remember everything, and I would hope everyone else would understand that too, because I can't remember a lot of stuff from last year, so
that's true.
But I think I do think he's telling the truth, and I believe he said they had like either 7 or 9.
It was something like that.
And then I've heard about at least 5 more. Totally separate.
Through some other rabbit hole?
Through some of my other inside guys.
Well, I mean, I don't doubt that that's a possibility.
Disclaimer. I'm not going to say I necessarily 100% think this is true. Okay.
But
I have heard. Okay. And remember my disclaimer here. I've heard, and based on what I've seen so far, it seems kind of, it's, you know, there's a smell of truth about it, that they recovered a 3-mile-long alien space station in Antarctica many years ago, and that it's still there.
I've never heard that one before. How would it be still there and nobody's...
It's 3 miles long. How the fuck are they going to move it?
I don't know. In pieces?
And it's buried... it's been buried under the ice, allegedly, for like thousands of years. And because of the ice melting, that's why they've only been able to get to it now.
You know, I am actually kind of interesting. I'm actually kind of interested in the... ice melting just to see like anything necessarily like that, but because I mean I wonder what else is in some of the ice, like in terms of, because we found a lot of stuff, we found a lot of cool things from 50,000 years ago,
mm-hmm.
animals that are extremely well preserved. I think that stuff's really interesting.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, we're finding some diseases, which is pretty cool. But I think that I think there's potential that there's all kinds of stuff in that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a 3-mile-long alien. Spacecraft.
I haven't heard that. That sounds pretty...
Most people haven't. That's pretty...
That sounds pretty deep down a rabbit
hole. You got to have your head to the ground to kind of hear about that stuff. But from what I've heard...
Yeah, cool.
There's a... The inside, it actually... looks like you're outside, like there's projections or it looks like the sky, and like there's actual grass growing throughout like the whole thing. So it feels like you're like not in a craft, and that the metal that it's made of actually like reacts to, like you can sing to it and it'll react, and it'll actually just like react to touch and like what you think. Yeah,
this sounds like a pretty deep dive.
This is what I've heard.
Is this, you did actually hear this?
Yeah,
that sounds pretty funny.
And I will say, I've heard this from multiple people, and it's sounding more and more and more and more true. You know how they say we got like Velcro and Kevlar and all that shit from NASA from trying to go to the moon, right? We didn't get it from trying to go to the moon. We that's all stuff that we recovered at Roswell and replicated.
It does seem like there was a, like, just to, you know, there was just with the idea that I don't know anything. It seems like there was a major.
There was a major bump.
A major
bump
after
Roswell happened.
Between like maybe right before World War II, or yeah, before World War II up till like the 60s. Like there was something that happened in that era that seemed like there was just a major leap forward.
That's where we got transistor chips. That's where we got fiber optic cables. That's where we got Kevlar, Velcro, and something. I've heard something else. There's actually a book about it called, I think it's called The Day After Roswell. Huh. And it's by, I believe he's either a lieutenant or a colonel, Philip Corso. He was either a colonel or a lieutenant in military intelligence. At that time, and his book's about basically all this stuff that we got from Roswell. He says that we recovered three cadavers, one of which was still alive at the time. I don't know.
I think that's a possibility. I think there is a possibility here. Like, I know. I mean, yeah, I get why they wouldn't say anything to us, but. At the same time, I think it kind of makes sense. I'm hoping throughout my life we find out more, and maybe there is nothing. Maybe it really is just all bullshit. I kind of hope not, because I think it sounds exciting, even though it's like fearful and dangerous, and you know, like there's obviously tons of problems because of that. Because then we obviously wouldn't be the most sophisticated people anywhere.
No, I don't. Basically, I really, reach us, I don't think we are.
I think we'd be pretty low on the totem pole on that, but
total disclaimer. I definitely have no idea if this is true or not. I'm not saying anything about its veracity because it's personally I think it sounds a little nutso to me too, but I need to look into it more. I've also heard that there is a space station on the other side of the moon that contains about between 50 and 60 million people. Okay. That it's an off-world civilization and that they are in contact with around 7 different alien species. Direct contact.
And this one sounds pretty crazy.
It sounds pretty crazy to me too.
Some of the other stuff I'd go like, that sounds legit. But the amount of people, like when you say like, you know, that's what, you know, because I could see.
Well, allegedly they've been told that the Earth was destroyed. That there's some, for some reason, people can't live on the Earth anymore. And so they don't know that we're here and we don't know that they're there.
Mm-hmm. Didn't China just go to the dark side of the moon, though? Don't they have a rover over there?
I don't know.
I guess we don't technically know where the space station would be. Could be up further. It does seem interesting, though. Like, it just seems like there was something...
Wouldn't that shit be crazy, well, though?
That'd be great if it was true.
Oh, if that was true, that'd be fucking dope. I want to go to space so bad. Like, for real. I would sell my left nut to go to space. That's so fucking awesome.
I bet you'd get rid of both of them for that.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, who needs kids anyway?
Exactly. Space. I've been telling people... If I don't get to go while I'm alive, I want my ashes launched into space.
We'll get like a little rocket, see if we can get you up there.
Yeah, you can get up there. It's not that hard. You can get like really like good weather balloons that'll get you up there. So, Jesse, I need you to make sure this happens. If I die before you... I need you to make sure my ashes are launched into space.
No offense, but I'm going to live longer than you. But that's because I'm going to live to like 100.
I can see that happening.
You might live to your 70s, maybe, but you're not going to live to 100 like me. And
dude, living 70 years, fuck. That sounds like so long.
What are you 22?
I feel like I'm already real tired.
So there's 15 years between us. So if I were 100, you'd have to live to 85 at least to be able to try to beat me. Mm-hmm. I just don't think you're gonna. Now, no offense.
I don't think I will. I agree. My
grandfather's 90 and he's still pretty healthy.
Living that long sounds awful.
Well,
oh my God.
Just depends
unless
on,
I'm in space.
Yeah.
If I get to go to space, then yeah. If I have access to space travel, I would definitely want to live like 400 or 500 years. Easy. Like, can totally see that because space. But assuming we're still earthbound, 50 years sounds like a real chore.
Yeah. We'll see how things go.
That's a lot of mowing the lawn. And I hate mowing the lawn.
Well, you get somebody else to mow your lawn. That's obvious. But I'm not fucking doing that shit.
It's indicative of a bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you on that. I don't know. Are you planning on having kids, by the way? We're talking
about. Other than the ones I already have?
We're talking about. We don't talk about that. We're talking about you getting rid of both your balls. Because I just want to call
I
you.
Don't know.
I just want to call you on hypocritical bullshit.
I don't know. I don't really.
If humans are so bad, then why would you ever want to have children?
At this moment, I do not want to have children, but I don't know what I'm gonna want. And I don't know. Look, honestly, if I was dating a girl or married to a girl and she was hot enough, and she was like, "I really want to have kids," I'd be like, "Okay, fine, whatever. I don't care."
Even if you're sending a virus down in the future, you wouldn't be like, hey, you wouldn't be like, hey, babe, you're hot, but I don't want to put the virus into the world.
Look, if she's hot enough, you make sacrifices. And that's just how it is.
I'll probably still have more children.
Holy fuck, Jesse. No, bad.
No, I'm probably going to do that too.
No. No. Hey,
you don't need to have kids.
No.
My kids will inherit the earth.
Oh my God. You're going to have 20.
I might. God willing.
Bro, that's way too many.
God willing. I'm only 37.
Oh God. Okay, I changed my mind. I'm not having kids because Jesse's going to ruin it for the rest of us.
I could probably raise at least two more families.
Oh, fuck. Well, it turns out that we were the other family.
Yeah, that's possible.
You only have the one family right now?
What do you mean?
You should have
family?
At least two or three families that don't know about each other.
I don't have any illegitimate
children.
You
have your home family and you have your away family.
Well, technically, I don't have any. I'm not, with anybody specifically just yet. So really all you got is the children this moment.
We're at over an hour now.
Oh.
And I've got to go to the bathroom. So, it seems like
we're always held back. We're always hampered by your bladder.
That's not true, though.
Your bladder holds us back in life.
I rarely have to. That doesn't happen that often.
Your bladder.
We're at a good stopping point.
Fine, we're at a good stopping point. Okay.
All right. This has been another episode. of the Round Earther Society, starring me, Zach, and featuring Jesse.
Yeah, that's me.
With a special appearance by Jesse. And anyway, we'll be back next week with a special story about the future of goats.
Bye.
Bye.